Hello, you are tuned in to another episode of Magis Radio, where love is in the air at this week's episode of Hashtag Mema. Hello, I'm Jerry, na laging single pero di pa ready to mingle from 4AB Communications, and with me are three other DJs. So can you guys go introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm your kakai babe, DJ Alice, your chikadora buddy, no always sassy, never low energy, always pretty from 2AB Com.
Hello everyone, this is Ace, your Ace sa kwentuhan, Ace sa kalokohan, at Ace na laging nasa mga latest na kaganapan, hailing from 2AB Communication.
And I'm Saj, your unkabagable ball of sunshine and Ilocano DJ from 2BS Comtech. Wow, CTM din pina practice ko, pero Comtech yung lababas. Ang saya.
Beautiful.
How are you guys? How is everyone doing?
Doing okay. It's... As a senior, it's second half thesis, so yeah, I can't really enjoy the February yet too much, but that's okay. Thesis is my Valentine for this month, so yes. How about you guys?
So far for me, it's been filled with discussion boards then because we started last January, right? So now it's starting to add up
na.
Yeah, for real.
Truly. Alam mo ako naman, feeling ko next week na talaga yung mga real na real na mga deadlines. So yung mga deadlines na ako na essay next week. So parang, ewan ko, ayaw talaga ng universe na mag-Valentine's ako? O ano ba talaga? Sino ba pumipigil sa love life ko? Hindi ko na alam.
Valentine's? Oh my God. That's February. I don't have February in my calendar.
Oh my God!
Talaga siya, no? Diba? So like, I'm like, yeah, chilling long, relaxed. Well, chilling, so syempre, I just shifted. So like, my focus is ACADS solely.
Wow, indeed.
Yeah. It seems like we're all very busy in this month of February. Yeah. But even with all of the stress and the academics, we're here at the Ateneos are still finding ways to celebrate Valentine's here at February. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the about love. Because this is the month of Valentine's, yes?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sure.
So this is the season.
Meter.
So this is the season of love because we're going to talk about a very relevant event that recently happened on campus. So as various organizations started their activities, one particular event spiraled the Ateneans into excitement, and it is one of the long-standing traditions here at the Ateneo, known as Valentine's in August, or VIA, which is led by the Ateneo Economics Association.
Wow.
So one of AEA's partner organizations is actually our very own org, ACOM, and as soon as it was announced, the slots for all 10 ambassadors were filled up really quickly. People really wanted to get in on promoting Valentine's in August. So when you get chosen to be an ambassador, you'll be tasked to share and interact with the social media posts of VIA and take a screenshot as proof of your participation. Of course, an ambassador's task is not only limited to interacting with the posts, but they also have the opportunity to dress in pink, hold flowers, and join in the DP blast for the event. Who knows, you might even have a chance to make papansin or pa-cute to your crush. Siyempre, sa mga DP blast sa social media, baka you wanna look good, diba, for your
grabe,
crush.
ACADS only, guys. I cannot relate.
Pero,
actually, I think it also happened last sem because I have a friend that I will not name who received Valentine's in August in October.
October.
We were like, we had this law exam coming up. Yeah. And then someone just comes knocking into our classroom door.
Yan.
And like, is this person here? And like, everyone was screaming. So I get the pa-cute factor.
It's her YN moment.
Indeed. So speaking of that, nga, here in this Valentine's in August event, you get to send flowers to your friends, your significant others, or kahit nga your friends. There are different options to choose from, such as mga flowers na carnations, sunflowers, right?
Yeah.
And you can also put confessions to it, words of affirmation, or like anonymous messages.
Pwede so, i-send sa sarili yan. Curious ako.
Anonymous pa?
Anonymous.
Surprise yourself.
It's anonymous. Okay. And also, what's nice here is you can send it anonymously. Pwede mong utusan yung mga committee from the Valentine's in August na is-send out itong mga flowers na to. Parang, merong suspense.
My thrill.
And my thrill and my kilig, right?
Scavenger hunt, you know?
Indeed.
Actually, my friend, up to this day doesn't know who gave her the flowers.
Wow!
Yan ang gusto ko. Yan. Alam niyo na guys, si Ace, naghahanap ng adventure.
Okay, and speaking of that guys, were you able to send ba or receive flowers for Valentine's in August?
Ay, ako, natanggap ako niya.
Oh, wow.
Pero from a friend lang naman. Yes, kasi one of the, ano siya, parang project heads or basta part siya nung team na naggumagawa nung VIA. So, binigyan niya ako. And, grabe, ang sarap pala sa feeling kahit nakilala mo yung, ano, nagbigay sa'yo. Parang, special ko. Ang ganda-ganda ko that day.
Yes. pwede mong i-flex habang naglalakad ka dyan sa my hallway.
True.
Sec walk would be much more vibrant with the flowers. Ganon. But I actually know, like, siblings din, like, they gave each other flowers.
Alam mo, that's cute. Me too, give my best friend some scent flowers that time.
Ako, buhabol sana ako, guys, noon. Hahabol ako noon, pero like, na-cut off ako. 7 p.m.
So, yung cut
off. Then, pumasok ko ng 7:17 and 21 seconds p.m.
Yeah, medyo Hunger Games din yung Google Forms noon.
But yeah, true. Know, it's the thought that counts, they say.
Indeed.
That's true. Yeah, I never received flowers, but I did buy my own naman for my family at the very least.
That's so cute. That's so nice.
Okay, so guys, to wrap this all up, ano nga ba kasi yung perspective niyo sa love? Parang nanahimik ka.
Wow. Philosophy.
Tinalon, ha?
Yeah, parang like, based on that, diba? Mm-hmm. Then sa receiving and then giving.
Maybe we can ask that to our viewers, right? So to our viewers, tag us on our social medias, Magis Radio, and we're gonna look into your answers there. But for now, once again, this is Memo. We're gonna be right back. Looking to get away from your requirements, runner? Even better. Are you hoping to get some exercise for your New Year's resolution? Time to join the chase at Ateneo Management Association's first ever fun run happening at the Ateneo campus. Have your eyes on the prize and join us in a lot of fun activities like scavenger hunts, photo walls, and most importantly, the water shooting event. All of which will make you feel refreshed under the hot sun. Come run with us in AMA's once-in-a-lifetime fun run happening on February 26, 6 a.m. at the Ateneo de Manila University campus. Don't get caught by the inspector runner. See you there! Hey guys, welcome back to Mema, and you know, we were talking about Valentine's and all that. Let's shift into the more, paano ba, more specific, I can say, part of it, which is like dating. No? So like the online dating culture. So first of all, what are your thoughts on like the online dating idea? Is it like sustainable?
Exciting!
Exciting!
How do you say it's exciting?
Kasi parang may thrill moment eh. Alam mo yun kasi, when in the pandemic, siguro yung pinaka na-encounter ko na is Omegle. I wouldn't say na it's not like a dating app. Pero you know, people go there like to find something kilig. Ganon. Kasi parang pag Tinder Bumble, ay may mukha na ganyan. Ay ayoko mag-commit. Ganon. So Omegle tayo pupunta. So may excitement.
Commitment issues?
So may thrill kung saan kanya dadalhin sa IG, sa Telegram, sa Messenger. O di ba may ganong factor pag sa Omegle?
May hierarchy pa.
Oh my God. Yeah, so right. So like Bumble and Tinder are the most common dating apps, but they also shift into social media nga. It's off on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and many more. So, you know, generally, this is how dating apps work, right? So, you present yourself by making an account in your desired dating app, and you add the necessary information, such as your MBTI. MBTI? Oh. Basta alam ko lang doon, e-extrovert. Ayun o.
Yeah.
And then pronouns, gender preference, location, age, and picture. Parang siyang biodata. Pero hindi. Biodata for love, basically.
Yeah.
And you know, yun nga, if you're going through these dating apps, you swipe left if you're not interested, or you swipe right if you like that in person. So how does that feel? Does it objectify you guys? Yung parang nasa swipe left, nasa swipe right ka. Any thoughts?
Yeah, in a way. Pero, syempre, di ba, very for fun lang naman talaga siya. So, it's okay if you don't really, like, super seryosohin.
Yeah. And like, I don't think you're, and like, you know, it's not something you take personally. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have our preferences naman on who we want to date. So, you're not just gonna look for anyone when you're in a dating app. So, yeah, if you're not interested, then you're not interested. But it's nothing personal, you know? Yeah.
And I guess it's the idea of you signed up for this.
Yeah.
Where it's coming from, you know? And then, ayun nga, but moving beyond dating apps, you can still do it. Once again, I mentioned social media. So TikTok, have you seen these trends? Yung parang yung, anong kanta yun? Yung,
if we never treach our... Oh, wow.
And then yung parang yung sa... Yung TikTok helped me find this person. Oh, parang oh ganun. TikTok helped me find this person. Parang, kunwari, they see this old picture of them and then they see this cute guy behind them. And then, like, TikTok, do your thing. Wow. And they just, the people just go on a scavenge hunt. Like, something Ace would wanna do for Valentine's in August, man.
Alam nyo na.
Have you encountered that? Yung mga ganung mga TikTok.
Yes. And, ano, fortunately for some, no, nahahanap talaga nila kung sino yung mga pinaghahanap nila ng mga anonymous persons in TikTok. TikTok really helps.
Yeah, like the algorithm.
Yeah. Babalik din sa'yo. May kita mo. Ay, nahanap niya na.
Sana all, diba? Like, yun nga, like, I remember this one episode of KMJS, Kapuso Mo, Jessica Soho. Wow. When they actually featured that. They featured this, parang, they were like childhood friends and then the girl left after some time dun sa village nila.
Oh my gosh, alam ko yan.
Right?
I know that.
And then after that, it was cute, I think. I don't know, they got together.
Wow. They broke up na rin.
Grabe, bitter.
I promise talaga.
I really sucked that negative energy of love. Yung talaga naalala ko. But ayun nga, like, of course, online dating apps, I believe, you know, started during the pandemic.
Yes.
Guys, two words. Discord love. Thoughts? Discord love. Jerry.
I mean, I have a friend who actually did, like, He pre-pandemic, he was single. And then he got a girlfriend through Discord during the pandemic. Nice. So, just like online dating in general. I think it was inevitable and understandable given naman the circumstances with the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, well, how else were we supposed to interact with anybody during the pandemic? We couldn't... It's not like we could... Discord was like one of the only places to socialize now.
Yeah.
So I think it's completely fine given the situation, you know.
True.
Yeah, it works naman.
Yeah, and then, like yun nga, we're able to do video calls, you know. Kumain ka na ba?
Meron pang sleep call.
Sleep call. Tinatawanan ko kayong friend ko kasi may sleep call siya. Then 8 hours nakabukas yung phone.
Uy, ganyan din friend ko.
Nag-overheat yung phone niya daw.
Landi pa.
Oo nga, 'di ba? Hindi kasi sila nagkatuluyan. Deserve.
Wow.
The bitterness is coming in again.
Pero yun nga. So, nagkaroon ng sleep calls. Nagkaroon ng mga, kamusta ka? Kumain ka na ba today? Ganon. And then, the word ghosting. Noon, ghostbumps lang alam. Ghostbumps, sorry. Ghosting. May mga na-encounter na ba kayo ghosting? Like, personal experience.
Personally.
Anecdotal.
Wow. Yeah.
Pero,
ako wala.
Ako rin, wala.
Ang confident, Jerry.
Uy,
may apprehension.
Nag-iisip.
There was, I mean, only ever like with people with beef. Pero that's after the recording na lang.
For premium content, subscribe to Majesty.
Hala. I've only ever ghosted by accident just because it's like, you know, like you kind of, there are just days where you don't really feel like opening Messenger or just like you get overwhelmed with like, I don't know, 17 messages or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, I'm sorry, I can't reply right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you can, and, you know, at the same time, you can't, if you open it, now you're scene zoning them, which is probably worse than ghosting. So, don't want to do that either, right?
Oof, yeah.
Yeah.
No, ghosting. Ako yung na lang magsalita. But, ghosting nga, you know, we have all our reasons, we all have our understanding of things, ayun. So, like, ayun, siguro, you have to communicate it to the person you're talking to para naman, they don't feel like, you know, they're hanging on to, like, nothing lang pala.
Sweet nothing.
But, you know, one, like, couples that have not experienced ghosting are those yung sumasalubong sa airport.
I just wanna love you forevermore.
Diba? Yung parang, yung may ipadonzulweta mo ako. And
well,
scary man.
And then yung maiyakan pang nagaganap.
Then, like, slow-mo. Ganun. Ang saya lang. Sana all. Well, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, diba? So cute.
Ayun na nga. Speaking of people na nakikita sa airport, syempre, bago sila magkita sa airport, ang nangyayari ay LDR. aray ko po. Okay. Alam mo, kanina pa tayo nag-uusap about love. Kayo ba ay may mga ka-relationship muna kayo? Ha?
You're choppy right now.
Ay, no comment. Ayun pala, kaming apat na DJ, ni isa walang jowa, ayan. Tapos nabibigay kami ng love advice. Pero, ayun nga, alam mo, single people gives the best love advices naman. So, guys, don't worry. So, ayun na nga, long-distance relationship. Nasa topic tayo ng mga online relationship. And I'm sure nung pandemya, sobrang daming mga LDR dyan. And sana nakita na kayo ng mga ka-LDR nyo, di ba, yung mga na-meet nyo sa Omegle. Sana naman nakita nyo na yung mga mukha nila. So, these long-distance relationships are not only applied din naman sa romantic relationships, pero sa family din, mga OFW, na mothers, na fathers, alam mo, any relationship yan, basta malayo kayo sa isa't isa. And the pandemic has worsened these long-distance relationship kasi almost 3 years, hindi nyo nakikita yung isa't isa. Di ba parang ako nga, isang Monday lang pumasok ako, tapos na-cancel na daw yung pasok, kasi hindi ko na nakita yung mga kaibigan ko ng 3 taon. Akalain nyo yun? Di ba? Hindi man lang nakapagbabay. So, ayun na nga, very famous din tong topic na to sa Jollibee, sa mga commercial. Kasi nga, patok na patok ngayon ng LDR. Ewan ko, mahihilig talaga yung mga tao ngayon sa mga malalayo sa kanila. Ganun ba yun? Ganun ba yun?
Parang She didn't hold back.
Parang super relatable sa Philippines, di ba?
True. And just like online dating, yung LDR rely on social media for primary communications. So, kayo ba? Ano yung primary communication nyo sa mga ka-MV nyo, ka-relationship nyo? Messenger ba yan? Instagram? May Shopee ba dyan? Gumagamit ba ng Shopee?
Telegram.
Meron pang TikTok dyan.
May TikTok. Telegram.
Para private. Wow, sabi ko lang. Hindi syempre for the security. Wow, guys.
I'm learning from Saj.
Noted.
Alam mo, ang daming years bago nakikita itong mga magkaka-LDR na to. Kaya naman yung sabi nga ni Soj kanina, di ba, yung mga galing sa airport, kaya naman talagang idonsulweta mo ko kasi 5 taon mo na kung hindi nakita, ganun ang peg nila. And many factors lead to LDR, like work, school, mga inuuna yung pangarap, ganyan. Buti nga kung inuuna niya yung pangarap niya, tas kayo pa rin, di ba? You know, maraming factors ang LDR. And although these factors are present, we all know that love will always find a way to bring people back together. So before we end this segment naman, we would like to remind everyone na it's important to be cautious with meeting people online na. Kasi you never know. Kayo ba? May mga na-experience na kayo ng mga, ewan ko, mga fake people. Mga catfish. Ayun pala, catfish. That's the word. May na-experience na kayo?
Naku, personally, yung kaibigan ko, meron siyang talagang ka-vibe na ka-vibe niya. Tapos, na-meet niya in person. Tapos, sabi niya, sis, medyo pangit talaga.
Oh my God.
Pero, ayun, she still stayed because, the vibe over talaga.
Personality. Personality, sige.
Personality.
Tatanggapin natin.
It's like a preference thing, diba?
Yeah.
Once again.
True.
In high school, I wasn't the one being catfish, but I ran into a catfisher. Tapos I found out it was my batchmate pala.
Oh my God! Alam mo, ang reveal nito, minsan may mga talagang malala. As in yung krimen na, alam mo yung naglalay about age and who prey on minors. Kapiri yung mga ganun. So please guys, sa panahon ngayon ng online dating, please be careful sa kung sino yung imi-meet up nyo. Very dangerous din yan. Sa kung sino yung pagkakatiwalaan nyo. And land there responsibly, guys. We trust you, Magis Radio audience. So ayan, for our DJs lang, I want to ask, do you believe that relationships that perform through online dating are bound to work? Nang matagalan, ha? Kayo, isa-isahin ko kayo, hindi pwedeng hindi.
Jerry?
Yes, Jerry.
I think it can work, yeah. Do I think that a relationship can be online only? I don't think so naman. I think at some point you do have to meet physically. Same thing for LDR. I do think an LDR and an online relationship is possible, but I do think you have to meet physically at some point, right? Yeah. I don't think it's possible to only ever have it on a screen. So, yeah. But I do think it's possible.
Yeah, and I agree with him kasi no, meron talagang mga nagagaling sa dating app tapos nauuwi sa kasalan talaga. So I think na ano, basta with the right mix of everything, you can get there into the serious relationship na talaga.
Ako, my first was a long distance relationship and naglast siya for years, but then like, you know, I mean, it really depends on your context. Like, she was my first girlfriend. So, parang, I didn't have anything to compare it to. Compare it to a physical kind of relationship. So, it worked for a while. Until, you know, you sometimes lose your way. I mean, it was anecdotal nga. Iyak na ako, guys.
Shot. MMK pala to.
Pero yun, so I guess it will work. But I don't think it'll be for a long run. Unless you really meet constantly.
Yeah.
It really depends talaga.
Aray ko po, ganun pala kasakit ang mga stories ng ating DJs. Ako naman. So if you want to hear more, just, you know, keep on listening to Magis Radio.
True.
Okay, so now as we talked about long distance relationships and also itong online dating, let's now proceed to the on-site dating culture, everyone.
Wow.
So, kung dito na ngayon sa ating school, di ba, meron syempre mga nagde-date dyan, merong mga on-for dates. Syempre, we got you covered. Meron tayong mga dating spots na probably will be your guide sa ating romantics. So, first of all, meron tayong UP Town Center. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone's familiar with UP Town Center. Mm-hmm. Kasi one-stop mall na talaga siya. Merong restaurants, may shops, and most importantly, meron pang cinema. Syempre, if you want that alone time with your bebe time.
Yeah.
Ayun nga, tapos kung gusto kanyari, manood kayo ng horror film, hold their hands. Yung lahat ng kinds of kota meron na dyan sa UP Town Center. And also, aside from UP Town, magpapakalayo-layo ka pa ba? Dyan naman yung Arete. And Arete, you could have your museum date. And recently nga, Arete released their banigs once again. So, dun sa open area ng Arete, you can like, ilalatag mo lang yung banig mo and then look under the sky and then have picnic. Pwede kayong magdala ng food eh. Yeah. And, meron pa ring, you know, there's that romantic factor talaga dyan sa mga going in nature and everything. Mm-hmm. And lastly, aside from Arete, meron din tayong overlooking spot. Maybe hindi to masyado, maybe underrated to for some kasi hindi sila familiar dito. So, merong overlooking spot sa School of Theology available at 2 p.m. pala if gusto mo ng mga peaceful and relaxing surrounding. May overlooking kasi doon. So, like,
yeah.
No, so
after our recording, we should go there, guys. 2 p.m.
Let's go. 2 p.m. and neto.
Sabay-sabay tayo.
Yeah. And then, syempre, kung marami naman kayong time, meron kayong holidays or whatever, pwede kayo mag-go on longer distance ng mga dating spots such as museum, parks, Intramuros, very famous ngayon. Right? And for the DJs, meron ba kayong masasuggest dyan na dating spots na medyo malayo-layo.
Basta wherever we are. Yeah.
Parang sabihin ko, Wolfgang. Sasakit yung ulo
Wolfgang
ko muna.
Wolfgang and BGC.
Sa BGC. Why not? Sa BGC. But sorry guys, probinsyano things. I do not know. Ang alam ko lang, gagkatipunan lang.
Ayun.
So yun, so we talked about yun, online, on-site dating. So sa on-site, diba, yun na, parang physical. More physical, no? So, like, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah. So, due to the difficult situation for the past 3 years, we've had to compromise a lot of physical interaction due to safety purposes. We'd often see people on social media complaining that they haven't been able to see their partners for such a long time and that, in their words, they are touch-deprived. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's one of the factors that's contributed to why people are looking forward now more than ever for physical interactions, whether it's like holding hands, hugging, you know, or even just being within each other's vicinity, you know, just appreciating that physical presence rather than online presence. And honestly, we can't blame them because it is backed with science that even the slightest physical interactions can aid in somebody's social, mental, and emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. But of course, these benefits also come with disadvantages. Physical touch often plays a big factor in relationships. This is why there are people who engage in purely intimate relationships rather than committing to serious ones.
Wow.
I mean, of course, that is if you're into that, then that's for you to do. But from the perspective of those who are seeking serious relationships, it is disheartening for them to meet people whose intentions are not the companionship and the genuine love, but rather to simply engage in these physical activities or, I guess, short intimacy in that sense, surface-level intimacy. And it leaves more people with heightened trust issues and the constant need to question a potential partner's intentions. In a worst-case scenario, it can also be a contributing factor to why people in relationships commit physical infidelity. It's not a generalization, but still there are times when their significant other cannot engage in a more intimate level of in a relationship due to these various reasons. Hence, others tend to seek this intimacy from another person to fill the void. And of course, let's not forget that COVID still exists. So there is also that additional factor as well. But yeah, and I want to ask you, I want to ask you guys about that. What are your thoughts on, I guess, and I guess expressing love through physical contact and the whole thing about intimacy and physical infidelity and whatnot?
For me, I feel like as long as you're safe, as long as you're protected. And then of course, once again, we talked about how we should always do it to the person that we actually love. We committed to, you know. And like if you know and like if we become more innocent and just holding hands.
Cute paki
wait lang, pakiusap po sa mga single. Wag niyo ko ipakita sa mga single. Tama. Kasi baka may mananapak sa inyo.
Baka tabigin kayo habang naglalakad kayo naka-holding hands.
Yeah. Sabihin ko, excuse me, you're in my way. Ganun. Wow. Dito talaga. Pinag-separate talaga. Pero yun, you can see their commitment. Yun, their love. Yeah. And speaking of commitments, di natin may iwasan ang usapang commitment issues. So, you know, they say that relationships either succeed or fail because it all boils down to how committed a person is. So, kayo ba? Like, have you encountered people in your life na parang may commitment issues? Eh, parang when you ask them, are you ready to go in a relationship? And they're like, eh, I'm not ready to commit pa. Ganon.
Paano ako kung yan? Ako yun?
Ay, ano ba yan? Hindi pala ako lalayo ikaw. O, sige, tell me, Ace, like what? Where is this coming from? Naging guidance ka.
I think at first, I mean, ngayon naman, I think I gained this maturity na. Pero back then, parang if like someone wanted to commit to me na, I get to detach to the person because I think it's more of the fear talaga na you don't want to get into anything serious pa at the moment. And you're thinking about the future, you're thinking of the risks. And parang it all boils down to you being overthinker din talaga.
Yeah. That's true. How about you guys? Alice.
As for me naman, actually, siguro yung commitment issues ko, ayoko pong mag-settle for now. I mean,
are you a date to marry person ba?
Sa ngayon, hindi. Like, it's good na na-acknowledge ko siya, na alam ko na ganun yung gusto ko. Kaysa naman, may magjojowa ka ng someone date to marry, tas biglang ibababa mo yung hopes niya, diba?
Right.
So, yeah, like, I'm in college, it's my youth. So, parang gusto ko muna mag-enjoy, mag-collect, and select.
Collect and select.
Yeah, that term natin. Beautiful. Collect and select. We're very in magis. College. Diba? Yan ang magis. Collect and select. Second year, ang dami pa natin kailangan explore. Yeah. So I think, ayun, ayoko munang mag-commit kasi gusto ko munang enjoy yung buhay ko. Ayun.
True. I have similar thoughts din, but to add on to that as well, I'm also just like, I feel like there are other things in, I guess, the checklist of life that I need to accomplish first before relationships. Yeah. Like, you know,
priorities.
Getting a stable career, right? Because I'm about to graduate already this year. Mm-hmm. So I need to start looking for a job, help my family. And, you know, if I'm going to get a significant other, I want to be able to, you know, provide for them as well.
Sure.
So it's also a matter of, I guess, career and, you know, I guess like the material things that you need to prepare for as well.
Yeah. So you know, synthesizing what we're talking about, siguro there are a lot of factors that come with commitments. Mm-hmm. Really, just you know, if you have other goals besides you know love, maybe it's a personal thing, you know, or like you feel like you're being stripped of your liberty, and I guess that boils down to you not being ready to actually, you know, fall in love. I guess it's so easy for us to say na parang we're so in love, baka, but then in the end, baka we're just infatuated towards that person.
Yes.
And love and infatuation is two different things. So before you go into TikTok. Alam mo yung Bumble, Tinder. Kung ano, kahit na or social media.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, make sure to show your intentions. Like, make it clear what you want to get out of that relationship or the lack thereof, you know? And, you know, it's really just having to understand that there are so many attachment styles available, you know? Some might be seeking new potential partners in just a span of a few months, while others last for years in a relationship. So, I'll just leave this question to everyone listening to us right now. So, do you know what your attachment style is? And if yes, no, tell us, like, what is your attachment style? What makes you think or what makes you feel that you're actually connected to this person? You're committed to this person? And ayun nga, maybe also love advice ang ating mga viewers. I-advise na tayo kasi marami na tayong na-chika kanina. So maybe it's time for
it's
them
time.
To share. So use our official hashtag, #FollowTheSound, and tag our social medias and Magis Radio.
Yes, tama yan. Ang dami naming na-discuss, di ba? Ang dami rin naming natanong. Kaya sana may nasagot naman kayo
sana
doon.
Sana nakapag-isip-isip kayo.
Points, discussion board.
Yes, tama yan. Pag-graded, palong-palo kayo, di ba? Pero ayun na nga, sa dami na napag-usapan natin. Alam mo, for point number one sa Via, ang na-realize ko lang, itong apat na DJ na pinakikinggan nyo ngayon, gustong makatanggap at makapagbigay ng flowers.
Yes.
Ang lungkot-lungkot na pala namin talaga dito.
You can find our full names in the description.
Ay, yes. Oh,
you know who to send flowers to.
I'll just join on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, promote din kami kung gusto nyo, bigyan nyo lang kami. Gusto na namin mag-August. Yeah. Bilisan nyo ng Valentine's in August. I think every Atenea naman is very excited for that. Diba ang dami nag-participate? So parang, ewan ko, excitement. Para siyang high school drama aesthetic kasi. Diba parang,
rom-com.
Tama. Yeah. And yan. Ngayon, ang culture of online dating has influenced what the current dating norms follow already. Alam mo yung mga sleep call na yan.
Yes.
Kahit pag-uwi mo, kachat mo pa rin siya. Eh, dati naman, di ba? Magkikita lang kayo sa school, tapos uuwi na. Tapos magkikita ulit bukas. Ang daming nagbago, tapos mag-meet online, tapos yung flex sa social media, ginagawang malaking deal. Ang dami-dami nating napag-usapan today, but ang point is sana may ka-Valentine's kayo on Feb 14. Actually, alam nyo, araw-araw Valentine's. Araw-araw tayong magmahal.
Fine.
Love.
Oh, whatever. Okay. If you say so.
I'm bitter.
If you say so.
Pero talaga tayong bitter person.
Ano ba? Akala ko ba masaya tayo dito?
Masaya ako para sa akin. Self-love.
Self-love.
Wow.
Ayan, siguro I just wanna end with the last question lang for our viewers. Ano, kayo ba ay ready na magmahal this February?
Ooh.
Oh, pak, hindi nyo kinaya yon, di ba? No daw. Ang dami nagsasabi na no. May umiiling dito.
Yes.
Pero ayan na nga. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to my co-DJs. This is such a fun episode. Mm-hmm. I hope you had fun listening to this. As well, always remember that this is Magis Radio. Follow the sound.
Once again, we are your DJs. I'm Saj, your unkabuggable ball of sunshine, Ilocano DJ from 2BSCTM.
This is Ace, your ace sa kwentuhan, ace sa kalokohan, at ace na laging nasa mga latest na kaganapan from 2AB Communication.
And I'm DJ Alice, kakaibabe DJ Alice, yes.
And I'm Jerry na laging single pero di pa ready to mingle, kasi syempre February, thesis time, from 4AB Communications.
And this has been #Mema.
#Mema is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Jezrelia Montes and Madeline Singson, and edited by Burs Bursamira. Always remember to keep it Magis and follow the sound.